A team of West African mediators is due in Monrovia, Liberia's embattled capital, to try to persuade President Charles Taylor to accept a ceasefire. A rebel force is bearing down on the city, encouraging thousands of residents to flee. Hundreds of foreign nationals have also been evacuated. The BBC's Paul Welsh reports from Monrovia.
The sound of heavy fighting in the suburbs drifts over the government-held center of the capital. The rebels say that this is their final assault. They've given the President Charles Taylor until tomorrow to step down. Despite promises of an end to fighting to allow peace talks to take place, the assault continues. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting last night and said it's deeply concerned, calling for an immediate end to fighting. Swooping in low and fast over the sea, French army helicopters brought special forces into Liberia to rescue foreign citizens. They've taken around 500 people out, flying them to a warship moored a safe distance off the Liberian coastline. Many of those who've left stuck it out through years of conflict in Liberia, through much of the decade and a half of civil wars.
So I was very frightened because the people there are so crazy.
This man didn't want to be named. He's married to a Liberian and she happens to be out of the country, but he's had to leave her family behind.
I'm feeling free, but I worry about my family. Everybody is there in that mess now. No? There was nothing because everything came too quick. Nobody expect fighting. You can ask anybody. Nobody expected it coming in town.
Thousands of Liberians have fled their homes in Monrovia ahead of the rebel advance. After a decade and a half of wars here, one in three Liberians is living as a refugee. The United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan says he's alarmed at the suffering in Monrovia because of the outbreak of fierce fighting for control of the capital. The head of the European Union's aid work here fears things will get worse.
As you can hear from where we stand, we can hear the rocket launching getting closer. If fighting reaches central Monrovia, most people fear the outbreak of anarchy, and then the situation will be uncontrollable.
Peace talks are underway in Ghana, just along the West African coastline. The mediators will come to Monrovia later today to try to broker a ceasefire and to pick over ideas for finding peace. For Charles Taylor, it's all oddly familiar. As a rebel, he fought for control of this country for almost a decade. He launched his final attack on the capital as peace talks were underway. Those trying to broker the peace deal this time at the last minute need to work quickly. 3 years after starting their war with Charles Taylor, rebels are about 3 miles from the heart of the capital.
The BBC's Paul Welsh in Monrovia, Liberia.